This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy has the final blessing from state regulators to build a $2 billion transmission line on the Eastern Plains. CPR Sam Brash reports it could have a harder time winning over locals.
Carrie Giblets is a retired teacher who lives in Elbert County. She knows Xcel's so-called power pathway will allow a rapid build-out of wind and solar projects, but she worries it could trash the wildlife-rich Bijou Basin near her home.
So they're ruining the place where we live, and they're ruining this wildlife habitat for power for the Denver metro area.
Giblets and her neighbors formed a group to oppose the plan and push Xcel to reroute the transmission line. The company says that's impossible without raising costs for ratepayers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's handling of COVID-19 was better than average compared to other states. That's according to the Commonwealth Fund's annual state healthcare scorecard, which ranked the state 17th in COVID-19 response. The survey measured deaths, the pandemic stress on hospital staff and ICUs in the state, how quickly people over the age of 12 were vaccinated, and more. Denver will not be hosting a soccer World Cup game in 2026. On Thursday, the governing body of world soccer, FIFA, chose cities that will host the games in 4 years. Denver lost out to places like Kansas City, Houston, and Dallas. Colorado Rapids head coach Robin Fraser says the choice to not select Denver hurt.
I'm so disappointed. And I look at some of the other cities, and I would say no disrespect to the other cities, but Denver is one of the greatest cities in this country, I think. And to not have the opportunity to have a World Cup come here, I think, is incredibly disappointing.
Cities in Canada and Mexico will also host the games. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver right now, it is 69 degrees. The high today will be 99 degrees, so stay cool out there. Fort Collins, it's 68 with a high of 98 this afternoon.